Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is time for another week of picks, a Thanksgiving week edition of PM Team Picks here on the 93.7thefan.com PM Team Pony and Muller podcast page. We did have a shakeup in the middle last week. Mulzy pulling ahead of Donnie.
Tied, but a bigger week last week. 5 points for me and you. You have 52. Your score isn't even worth mentioning. It's frankly, you're like the 2007 Patriots here. Donnie and I tied with 36 points apiece, but I'm coming off a 5-point week where I made up a deficit very quickly on him.
All right, so there you have it.
Had a nice little round for myself. Couldn't believe Shedeur Sanders actually cost me a perfect week.
Yeah, so we got a lot of football left, as Donnie pointed out in our group text, so nothing to panic about. Even with my lead, that could go kaput over the last month and a half of the season. Let's begin with the first Thanksgiving game in Detroit, as it always is. Lions, 2.5-point favorite against the Packers. I do not trust the Lions right now. I do think that the Stan Campbell play-calling thing has obviously reignited Jahmyr Gibbs. Jameson Williams didn't have a catch last week. Jared Goff has been hit or miss. They needed overtime to beat the Giants, and Jameis Winston, who now goes back to the bench for them. Green Bay, they're getting healthier on offense. It looks like Jaden Reed could play in this game as he's practiced this week. They've already beaten the Lions and stymied that offense once. We've seen Jordan Love go in there on a Thanksgiving and win before. I love the fact that I'm getting points. Not that 2.5 really does much for you. But I do like the Packers to pull that game out and win on Thanksgiving, so I'm going with Green Bay. Malzi?
I think one big difference here in my accounting of this game is that it's happening indoors, and it's happening in Detroit. And the Lions have probably the worst run game that they've had in a couple of years since Campbell really took over. That's been their bread and butter. But then, of course, they did hit the big run by Gibbs to essentially win that game. I'm given a little bit of pause by the fact that the Lions are pretty beat up and that they just had Jameis Winston kind of like dunking all over them for the majority of that game. But in a battle of what I think are, even with the records not being like super gaudy, I still think two of the best teams in the NFL. I will take Detroit. If it was 3.5 at home for Detroit, I would feel much differently about this, but I will take Detroit because this just reeks of a field goal win for them.
Donald?
Yeah, I'm actually with Malzy on this one. I'm going to go with the team at home this time, and I'm going to take the Lions. I do think there is a little bit being worked into this that, yeah, Jameis went in there with the Giants, and they really should have won that game. It took overtime for Detroit to win, and Green Bay dominated Minnesota. Green Bay's had plenty of ugly-looking games this year as well. You think back to that Panthers game in the rain and mud a couple of weeks ago. I think Detroit is going to not get right a little bit. I don't think they're going to blow them out. I think this is the kickoff to what will be the best Thanksgiving slate maybe in NFL history. I think it's another overtime game, and I think Detroit wins it.
All right, the middle game here. Going to set ratings records. We've heard that a million times over the last few months. Chiefs and Cowboys, Kansas City, dramatic comeback win. Same thing for Dallas. Kansas City, -3.5. Both of these teams need a win to keep their playoff lives going here. Malzi, who do you like?
Man, I hate the hook here. It's really causing me a lot of consternation. Dallas is really fun, and Dallas's defensive line, you kind of have to weirdly tip your cap to Jerry Jones. Quinnen Williams, bringing him in, he looks like a monster again. KC's interesting, man. I think they're the obvious better team here. And they beat a pretty good and pretty game Colts team without their best, and they finally got it going a little bit. I like, you know, Rashee Rice more than other people maybe do right this second. I think they obviously have the quarterback advantage, even though Dak has been playing really well, Pony. And I want to say this feels like a field goal game because Dallas is cooking so much on offense. But I actually think Kansas City here, I do not feel great about this. I would never make this my money ball, but they're the better team. They're the desperate team. I actually think you go in there, and it's not like some commanding win, but I think they just sneak a cover in here, so I will take the Chiefs in this game.
Donnie?
I don't mind the hook because I think Dallas is going to win the game outright.
Wow.
I wrote on them last week, two games I think I hit, and man, did it look ugly early. But they just kept chipping away at those Philadelphia Eagles, and that's a pretty good football team that came into Dallas last week. And they come back from 21 down. They win the football game outright. I think Philly, with all the problems they have or they're, you know, that we're told that they have, I still think they're a better team and a better defense than what Kansas City is. I think Dallas in a close one, again, another great game, I think we get on Thanksgiving. I think they win the football game outright. So I'm going to take them +3.5.
Not as much consternation for me. I like the Chiefs. I think Dallas got lucky. I think the Eagles did contribute to some of that second half meltdown with their struggles offensively. The Saquon Barkley fumble, which was a drive killer. Again, the inconsistency in their offense this year has been on display the whole way, even though they're a great team record-wise and won last year's Super Bowl. So I'm still going to bet on the idea that Patrick Mahomes will light up the Cowboys' defense, which for most of the year has been one of the worst in football. I'll take Chiefs -3.5. Thursday night, Donnie, AFC North. You've been saying for a while, we get to the end of Thanksgiving week, the Ravens are going to be alone in first place. You taking a -7 against Cincy?
I think that number's a little bit too high. I do think the Ravens win the game, but I think that the fact that their offense still isn't really taking off, it seems like there's still something up with Lamar Jackson, and Joey Burr is back, baby. I mean, we get to talk about his outfits again. We get to talk about the aura that Joe Burrow carries with him. Even though I think he'll probably have a little bit of rust, he's been waiting on this one for a minute. So I'm going to take the Bengals here plus the 7 points to keep this a close one.
I am not. I think it's going to take a little while for Burrow to get his swagger back. No T. Higgins in
his swagger, you mean?
Yes, because of his concussion. So he's down one of his wide receivers. That offensive line still stinks, which I think is a problem for a guy coming off a turf toe injury with rust. I think the Ravens' defense has gotten significantly better. I just think this is going to be a much lower scoring game than the experts think. I don't think the Ravens' offense is going to go off, but I also think even with Chase coming back, Cincinnati's going to have some warts here offensively. They're going to get exposed by the Ravens, and I think the Ravens do win the game at home by more than a touchdown. Malzi?
So here's some quick thoughts on the Ravens. Their rushing success rate, I'll not get into the nitty-gritty here of what that means, but they're basically the worst they've been as a running team since Lamar Jackson took over the job in 2019.
I could believe that.
They are not good in a running success rate sense. He is obviously hurt, by the way. Like, I've made the operation joke about him. It's his hamstring, then it's his knee, then it's his toe. Mm-hmm. He's not running away from people. His sack rate has more than doubled. The percentage of times he takes sacks since last year. Was I just listening to a podcast giving me all these stats? Possibly on my way.
More secret podcast, Donnie. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, this is another, we've got multiple secret podcasts. He also is throwing the ball less efficiently. Derrick Henry is, I think, probably a step slow on some of the stuff that matters, which is like the little cutting. Like if he gets into the open field, I still think he's like super fast and a freak of nature, but he's not getting to the open field as easily. So he's not himself. Jackson's clearly not himself. And while I think Hendrickson being out too and the Bengals just being terrible at defending the run should help Baltimore get a little mojo back, they have been bad enough at the things they're usually good at that I'm going to take Cincinnati to cover, even though I do think the Ravens will win the game.
All right, Black Friday, the Eagles have the same point spread against the Bears. The Bears, we know what they did to the Steelers, and we just went.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And over what happened to the Eagles against the Cowboys, and yet they're still a 7-point favorite. I think this is the game the Bears get punked. I think their offense is going to score fewer than 10 points in this game. I do think we see Saquon Barkley have one of his better games as Eagles running back. Yes, it's two first-place teams. Yeah, there's some momentum and good vibes going with the Bears. I think it's going to come crashing down here, and I think this is going to be the biggest blowout in Week 13. I love the Eagles in this game. Mulzy?
I'm actually with you here, maybe not to the full scope of how lopsided it's going to get, but you know what we're going to say coming out of that game on Black Friday? Man, the Steelers are deficient. Because I actually think the Bears have a pretty good offense, and I think the Bears are going to score more points than you do, but I think like the overall level of difference in what the Eagles, like roster quality and everything else for the Eagles, compared to a team just like the Steelers, just to use a comparison, is going to be on display here. I think they are clearly the better team here, even with a pretty interesting Chicago offense. And I think they get right. I think they're a ticked off team. I think Caleb maybe gets a little rattled. I don't think that Bears O-line holds up in pass protection against guys like Jalen Carter. I will take the Eagles and lay 7.
I'm with you guys here. Make it a clean sweep.
A
lot of what Pony said too. I really don't think Chicago is all that good, guys. I mean, their most impressive win was against a Steelers team that didn't have Aaron Rodgers, and I know that doesn't sound the same way as it did a couple of years ago, but I just don't think they're very good. I mean, they have gotten by in a lot of these games by the skin of their teeth, and we all know for a fact if the resume the Bears had was what the Steelers had, if they were 8-3 with the games that they won the way they did, I know 100% we would all say they were frauds. And we're going to see that on Friday afternoon because I think we're looking at like a 24-7 game. I think Philly's going to smother them.
All right, Malzy, what's your money ball, your 2-point pick for Week 13?
I think this is probably the kind of thing that you guys would find very risky. Pony, you would probably say this is an NFL hidden vigorish game. Don't get trapped into picking a huge favorite as a road team after they blew somebody out and the other team they're playing got blown out. But I'm going to do it anyway. I really did not like anything I saw from the Panthers on Monday Night Football. I thought they looked wretched offensively.
Yep.
They forced 3 interceptions. They were getting the ball, I think, on the plus side of the field twice out of those 3 picks, and they got 3 points out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going against a better team in every facet. I think Carolina's better and friskier at home, generally speaking. I think they're going up against the best team in the NFL. And even though the Rams are a 10.5-point favorite, I'll gleefully lay that number.
Gleefully?
Merrig is out because he punched a guy in the nuts.
Yes, he did.
That is going to make the middle of the field even weaker. I think Stafford's going to carve them up. I think that pass rush is going to eat Bryce Young alive. And I will happily say minus 10.5 Rams for the money ball.
Don?
Guys, I'm going to do it. Super Bowl, Super Browns, yeah! They are going to beat San Francisco outright on Sunday afternoon. They're getting 5 points at home. Brock Purdy won't get away with three awful interceptions the way he did when he was at home on Monday night. I think that Myles Garrett is in for another multi-sack game. I know even saying that isn't that crazy of a prediction. I think they will do their best to protect what Shedeur Sanders has to do. I still think the Browns can run the football very well. I think they're going to win this game against San Francisco. I will take them plus 5.
That's one of the boldest Moneyball calls of the year.
I agree. I'm stunned by it. Sanders against that defense. I'm going to take the Colts laying 4.5 against the Texans. I think the Texans' defense is obviously very much ballyhooed, and people are giving it a lot of praise for what it did against Buffalo. I do think that people forget how Stroud has looked behind that offensive line.
People forget how Stroud has looked behind that offensive line,
and
bro.
I also think the Colts are a much, much, much different offense at home, and I do not think the Texans will keep up, and we've seen the Colts' offense put points on the board against Denver's defense at home. I don't see a big difference between those two. So I like the Colts there as my money ball pick for 2 points. All right, we all got to pick the game on Sunday. Steelers and Bills, saving the best for last here. Steelers, a 3.5-point dog. Donnie, who are you picking?
I think I can see this game going down to a field goal anyway. So I think, and you said 3.5, right? That's what I'm looking at here.
The hook.
Yep.
So I do think the hook could be very, very important. I also wouldn't be stunned if the Steelers just come right back and end up winning this game, because Buffalo's like one of the many teams in the AFC. They have a Superman quarterback. They have a pretty good running back too. Outside of that, they suck. They're really not a good football team. They just have a great quarterback that can be a force multiplier for them. And I think it's just built in, hey, here comes a pound your chest Mike Tomlin game. The Steelers look like they're dead and buried, and they come back and end up winning it. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh here to at least keep this thing close, if not win it outright.
I'm not. I don't feel great about this game. The reason why I'm going to take the Bills is because, yes, all the problems that they have are well known, and I don't see them changing necessarily in this game. But at least I know what I'm getting. I'm getting Josh Allen, who is Superman and is capable of winning a game all by himself. I don't know who's playing for the Steelers. I don't know who the quarterback is. I know that Harmon's out. I know that Broderick's out. I don't know what shape Joey Porter Jr. and DK Metcalf are in. So because of those variables here, and what is a game that could go either way, I'm going to go with the known commodity Josh Allen over the like bag of mystery that is the Steelers. So I'm going to lay the 3.5, Chris, here with the road team.
So the Bills truly cannot defend the run, and there would be worse game plans. Mike Tomlin doesn't like to reveal the secrets of cover three versus four vertical concepts out of trips. Shout out Chris Carter. All he does is ask Mike Tomlin scheme questions. So you could make a worse scheme, though, or worse schematic plan than to just line up and say, basically, we're going to run the ball at the Bills till they stop us. Maybe the Steelers will do that because that fits with what Mike, I think, would broadly speaking love to do on offense. But I'm with you, Pony. I'm going with the obvious quarterback advantage here. And beyond just like Buffalo still has more things that scare me, enough people are starting to say the Steelers could really win this game that I'm starting to get that vibe the other way where they might lose by double digits here. Mm-hmm. Like they might end up, even though they have obvious things they could do against the Bills, just go big on big and try to run it right at them. I feel like they could lose this game by 10 or 14 points, and we're all sitting there on Monday going, what the hell is wrong with this franchise?
There you have it, and we're already doing that. Those are our picks for Week 13, the PM Team Pony and Mueller podcast page on 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.